titles can be as dangerous as names, Tyrion warned. Show me a few of your girls.
It will be my great delight. You will find that they are all as sweet as they are beautiful, and skilled in every art of love.
She swept off gracefully, leaving Tyrion to waddle after as best he could on legs half the length of hers. From behind an ornate, mirrorish screen carved with flowers and fancies and dreaming maidens, they peered unseen into a common room, where an old man was playing a cheerful air on the pipes. In a cushioned alcove, a drunken Tyrushi with a purple beard dangled a buxom young wench on his knee. He'd unlaced her bodice and was tilting his cup to pour a thin trickle of wine over her breasts so he might lap it off. Two other girls sat playing at tiles before a leaded glass window. The freckled one wore a chain of blue flowers in her honeyed hair. The other had skin as smooth and black as polished jet. Wide, dark eyes, small, pointed breasts. They dressed in flowing silks, cinched at the waist with beaded belts. The sunlight, pouring through the coloured glass, outlined their sweet young bodies through the thin cloth, and Tyrion felt a stirring in his loins.
"I would respectfully suggest the dark-skinned girl," said Shataya.
"She's young."
"She has 16 years, my lord."